Annual UN climate summits are never moments of unbridled optimism, but this year's, held in Madrid and dubbed COP25, was particularly dispiriting. Its logo was a clock with its hands at 11:45. Midnight duly passed on Friday, December 13th, supposedly the summit's last day, and then again on Saturday. Only on Sunday did delegates agree to weak and watered-down commitments to enact previously promised cuts in emissions of greenhouse gases, and they deferred until next year a decision on regulating a new international carbon market. In 2015, in Paris, nearly 200 countries promised to stop global warming before average temperatures rose by more than 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Most climate scientists, though, admit privately that there is little hope of this. A coalition of governments, including the European Union, therefore came to Madrid demanding a strongly worded final text that would urge all countries to promise in 2020 to cut emissions further and faster than agreed so far. That text failed to materialise. In fact, the real effort on this front came from Brussels, where the EU's leaders, after some wrangling, committed themselves on December 12th to reducing emissions to net zero by 2050. This means any release of greenhouse gases thereafter will be balanced by the capture of such gases already in the atmosphere by, say, extra afforestation. The European Commission's presidency has published a comprehensive and ambitious, if sometimes vague, proposal for measures that would achieve this goal. As part of it, an EU climate law enshrining the 2050 target will be put forward in the spring of 2020. Weak and watered-down commitments to enact cuts in emissions of greenhouse gases are nothing new. What COP25 is really likely to be remembered for, though, is a failure to deal with carbon markets. Plans for such markets go back to a scheme created by the Kyoto Protocol, a treaty signed in 1992. An arcane technical clause in the Paris Agreement then offered a framework for linking existing national or regional markets and thus creating a new global one that would be administered by the UN and offer access to countries that do not have their own.